And we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples. We're talking today with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear, Mayor Mike Dodson, Mayor Pro Tem, soon-to-be Mayor Yusha Reddy, as we get ready for the first meeting of 2020. And the actual general agenda on tonight's meeting is fairly light here.
It is. We try to keep that. We aren't always as fortunate to be able to do that, but we do have just one general agenda item, and it's a project that has been in our capital improvements program for a while. It's a stormwater improvement project, and the action we're seeking of the commission is to ask them to approve a request for proposals for professional services to design a new storm sewer interceptor that will run essentially from Wildcat Creek along South Manhattan Avenue up to Points Avenue. So essentially between Wildcat Creek there at the levee on South Manhattan and the bridge going to the north to City Park and Points Avenue. This is a project that anticipated the cost to be about between $8 and $9 million. It's a diversion process. So one of the issues we have is that all of the water that kind of falls in what we would call the old ward area of the city has traditionally just hit those streets and flowed to the east and into downtown and into the big ditch that used to be the Blue River, which we sometimes refer to the ditch along the east side of Tuttle Creek Boulevard there that goes through a pumping station there. And so that's a lot of water in that watershed that ends up there. And so over the years, we've tried to divert some of that water to take the pressure off that pumping station. In the South End redevelopment, we built the 4th Street interceptor that kind of caught some of the water. There on that southeast quadrant of the city and took it to Wildcat Creek. And so it alleviated that. We have another project that the commission just awarded that will, around 6th Street, 5th and 6th Street, intercept some of that water and take it to the south and through the levee into Wildcat Creek. And this is another one that will do that here at South Manhattan. Eventually, there'll be a project that would link where this terminates at Points and go over to 14th Street, up 14th Street, and connect to the Anderson Interceptor. And so right now, that system has been built to the west on Anderson and up Denison a ways. And so most of that water still goes down Bluemont. So this would pick that up and divert it. So it'll take everything that's coming basically from off the hill at the high school and coming down Points that traditionally has gone to downtown and certainly exacerbated issues in the downtown area and divert it and take some pressure off not only the downtown area but off that Tuttle Creek Boulevard ditch and pumping station. So it's something that, if approved by the commission, would certainly be a good improvement. It's something that we had forecasted and budgeted for over the years. It would actually be a construction project likely in mid-21. So it'll take a good year to design it and get the necessary permits. We'll have to cross the railroad. We'll have to cross Fort Riley Boulevard with KDOT, and then we have to cross through the levee. So all of those things, getting the federal and state permits for that will take some time, but we think it'll be a great project and help provide some good stormwater relief.
I think we have a phone call here, and let's get to them real quick. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yes, I was wanting to suggest that although you're congratulating each other for all your accomplishments, as a member of the loyal opposition, I was wanting to suggest that doing the same thing day after day and expecting a different outcome as a member of the loyal opposition for a suggestion that I know the fix is in about buying the land down in the floodplain from Carl to put the city maintenance yard down there. But we haven't even raised the top of the levee to protect that land, and we're going to have to put $100,000 worth of fill in there. And it'll end up just like when we lost the two police cars over in the flood at Garden Way, that we're at putting our situation at risk, all the tools from the mechanics and all the equipment that'll be parked down there. There's so much land available out around the county yard that we could put the police administration as well as the county maintenance yard out there and not have those kind of risks, just throw up a Butler building and go at it. But thank you so much for your listening to my comments.
Appreciate that. We have studied that issue for a location quite some time, and several years ago when the county was looking at when they did do their building and construction up there. It is the travel time to that location is substantial over the course of time, and we're certainly growing east, and so trying to find a location that would benefit us, you know, that is an area that's protected by the levee. There would be, as you mentioned, some fill. I haven't seen the numbers on that actual cost. I don't think we've actually done that yet, but certainly there have been substantial improvements made in that area. Evergy has made substantial improvements to their substation there, and which is critical for our power distribution, and so that's an area that we're certainly working to protect that infrastructure that exists there. So we think the location is good. We've built new access infrastructure for the roadway, dealing with the railroad as it comes now across from Levee Drive. So we certainly have secured the land for it, and now we'll be in a design process to look at all of those particular aspects of how we proceed on that particular site. But we think it is a good location for this type of facility.
All right. Again, then that's, as I mentioned, the request here for qualifications for the South Manhattan Avenue Storm Sewer Interceptor. That's the only general agenda item here tonight. Do you want to weigh in on any thoughts, Yusha?
Yeah, sure. You know, one of the things we noticed is these days we're having more of these flash floods. So in a matter of less than 24 hours, you get this massive rain, and then there's automatic flash flooding, and typically it's happening. I mean, there's never a good time to happen, but we've seen it happen during rush hour, and you see all kinds of terrible things happening, especially with businesses and cars, you know, just floating and all of this. So I think this is a good time. We've been looking at things of this sort for a long time. These aren't the things that are as visible, such as a Flint Hills Discovery Center or some kind of major infrastructure building that's right in front of you, but these are what make a huge difference for businesses that want to move to Kansas, to move to Manhattan, or for anybody to be successful in Manhattan. We need to take care of this infrastructure for flooding, stormwater systems, water systems, and all of these things. So I think this is something we've been discussing for a while. The price tag is quite high, but it has to be in order to take care of these preventive measures, let's say. What's done is done. Now we have to look forward, because these are going to happen more frequently. And if we don't do something now, we're going to see more damage in the future and probably more injuries. We haven't seen that right now, but there's lots of potential for that as well.
All right. We've got another caller here waiting patiently. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Well, good morning. The sun's out. I have a question for Ms. Reddy. You'll be taking over tonight as mayor, and you apparently be talking about what you plan to do for this year. I hope that you have in your look to the future of this year some way that we can control and curtail spending. Our budget's gone up exponentially in the last 8-9 years, and I think we're pretty much close to the top. We need to figure out how we're going to pay that down before we keep doing these projects. I don't know how you can do it any other way than cut spending, and I haven't heard anyone talking about cutting spending too much. I'm sorry if this is a secondary question. I just tuned in, but I'll stay on the line, and I may have a follow-up question.
Sure. As our city commission comes to start discussing the budget, actually we're talking about our projects next week, like Ron mentioned earlier. Our projects that we had initially put the sales tax for, and it didn't pass, but at the same time, people are picking and choosing what projects they like or don't like. that is not really a question that we can answer because there are so many projects that we've been working on for more than 3 to 5 years. So some of those things we have to implement. The timeline is going to change on some of those, and I completely agree. We want to keep our budget at a level which not only can our city handle, but our taxpayers can handle. I think these are the areas where we look at partnerships with Kansas State University and several of the federal agencies, looking for grants, looking for any kinds of partnerships outside of Kansas where we can bring some of these things to fruition. Like I said, the timeline is going to change. The amount we put in at each increment might change as well, and we will bring it forth to the taxpayers once again and see what they think. The problem with some of the, not the problem, the major impact of some of these projects is they're already underway, so we can't stop them. Like, for example, the levee is already going to be there, although the timeline has changed on that. So that's going to be about $10 million, and we'll figure out a way to manage some of those. We do have some bonds that are retiring, and we have other ways of containing the budget, but certainly we need to look at cuts and efficiencies as well. And I think we have a commission that's going to look at those even closer, and we have to work with Law Board as well because their budget usually comes ahead of ours and see what we can do as far as their budget so we are being cognizant of our budget decisions, as will the USD 383 school budget, as it has Kansas State University and the state as they look at their budgets. I am looking forward to seeing how the online sales tax collections come forward on this and some other factors that we may not have considered with the new legislatures coming into the into Topeka. And we're having those conversations this afternoon with some of our legislators.
Well, I don't know, this may be way out of whack, but I really think that what the people want, we have a good staff and a good city commission. I think they should be making the decisions and not bowing to a special interest. I'm not saying that's been done in the past, but possibly. But I think you have a good plan that we're going to have. You got to remember, we may be having a lot of people leave Fort Riley, as we all know what's going on in the world. And we know what Fort Riley does when it leaves Manhattan to housing and rentals and purchases. So we need to look ahead to that, and if there's any way we can not start any more projects before we finish up the ones we have, it'd be possibly a good idea. But thank you for what you're doing, and good luck this year.
Sure. You know, I think I'm not sure at what special interest groups you're exactly referring to, but most of these projects, when we talk about Kansas State University or the Chamber or all of these other factors that are involved, I think we're going to look at it as a big picture at the macro level as opposed to being myopic about it. But this is exactly the type of dialogue we want to have as well. We need to hear from people like you so you also understand what our thought process is and so we understand where you're coming from. That's the only way this whole budget session is going to work. Oftentimes when we have our budget meetings, there's nobody in the audience to talk about any specific items, and we don't get any communication about those items. So we are trying to do what we can to make sure Manhattan is moving forward. And if there is any kind of problem, certainly I would like for you to have a meeting with me or the rest of the city commissioners and tell us exactly what you see as special interest groups or what it is that we're missing as well. And we want you to be part of that process.
All right, let's
just might add a couple things we should have touched on, but kind of on one side, we've got a lot of bond coming off. So when the folks that looked ahead and provided us with such great outcomes in downtown, those debts start to come off 22, 24, 26. So that provides some relief. On the other hand, she also mentioned the school bond will be 5.6 mils. So, I mean, this just adds to the mix, and that's outside of the commission's ability to control. So we can, we had a 0.4 increase in our mill rate, in our mills, this last time, and that's pretty darn near zero. But at the same time, the county and the school went up. So when you look at your bottom form, when you get your tax from the state, look carefully down there and kind of see where all that money is going. But I think, quite frankly, when we look at the amount of money coming off in our bonds, that gives us a little bit of leeway with which to operate.
All right. And take a break here, and we'll come back with more of In Focus here on News Radio KMAN.